This is our time to share prayer requests. If you have praises, anything you'd like to share with Mitaki as a whole, just please say your name, and I'll lift the prayer request up to prayer after we finish sharing. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Mihoko. My husband Mikio and I attended the family study group of our daughter's illness at the hospital. We attend that meeting once a month. We have attended that meeting for nearly 10 years. And we are very happy to learn that the system their policy of their medical treatment for the mental patients are shifting sharply from the old old keeping the patients all the time in the hospital without allowing to return home, without releasing. It's over. Now their policy is to treat them and try to give them a social skill training within the hospital while they are hospitalized, and also at the daycare center, they try to give them all the time, and then they really try to put the patients on the course of back to the work. As much as they can. It depends on each patient's illness. Our daughter's illness, we have learned that have from 700 to 800 kinds of different type of the same mental illness. So I can tell this in general. But our daughter's illness is not so easy, even for the doctor to cope with. But we understand they are sincere and they are doing the best. And our daughter has come back how many times? More than 70 times. So in American system, they call this gaihaku. Just to go back home for one overnight stay or two overnight stay or 1 week stays. Yet they call it a release. I learned through their program. So maybe we need to get rid of our misunderstanding about that Japanese mental treatment system. I can't tell only our personal experience at our daughter's hospital. But I'm happy that Jesus in the Bible tells me that he denies any prejudice. So yeah, I hope I'm very happy that if you could pray for our daughter's healing completely someday, one day. We believe. Mikio is happy to, first, about 9 years ago or 8 years ago, he was afraid of attending that study group, but now he is very happy to study. Thank you very much. I am very thankful to the doctors and social workers and nurses and the pharmaceutical workers in that hospital. They are hard worker and serious and sincere. Thank you very much.
My name is Jim. Hearing Mihoko-san reminded my, I have a sister in Australia, and Robin and her daughter, Claudia, has a similar, maybe another of the 700 different varieties. And she's about 35 years old, and until she was about 33, she was a nurse, and then she became a teacher of nurses, and then the condition got worse, and so she spends most of the time in hospital over the last 2 years and comes out sometime and then has to go back again, released, as you said. My sister is also struggling with that, with the feeling that it's so much burden, and she doesn't want it to be feel like a burden, but if you could pray for Robin and Claudia. And my brother David has other problems, but if we could pray for him too, please. Okay, thank you.
Good afternoon to everyone. My name is Mark Andrew. I just want to praise the Lord because I bring my poor co-worker today at the back, Ujina boys. Praise God, they have already time to go and to come with me. Yeah, and please continue praying that I can bring more Ujina boys here because we are 40 plus in our apartment. And also I want to praise the Lord because there's so many blessings, there's so many answered prayer, and please pray, continue praying for my sister, for her healing, because her husband already go back a month ago in Malaysia, and also the problem already settled, and also please continue praying to have a Bible study in our apartment. I hope to have soon. And also, please pray for my girlfriend to have a rest day every Sunday because she working in Ubento. Only weekend, she only have a day off. That's why it's hard for her to come with me here in church. That's all, thank you.
Thank you. Just a testimony by the announcement. Last week we had the coordinators meeting, and I was given notice that about the concert. We're going to have the concert, you remember, on the 18th. And so we're going to have to do our fellowship in Smalkan. And also we need to park our cars down the river. So everybody that comes in the car in the 18th, if they can go park in the car in the river, because we're going to need the parking space for the concert. So remember that. And today is the Food for a Hungry Day. I don't know if you noticed the poster here. In the morning, they left the collection for the donation or offering for the Food for the Hungry. So they will be outside if you want to contribute to the cause. It was the 16th of this month, but they celebrated today in the church. So please remember. And you, as 6 months old.
Little sound check. Everybody silent. God is good. All the time. Well, I want also to bless the Lord for everything he has done in my life. And I have also brought one poggy boy. I want to introduce his name. What is your name? Christian Nino. His name is Christian Nino. And I want also to sing a song for the Lord in this day or this hour. Thank you for accompanying me. Okay. The title of this song is Don't Let the Door of Mercy Close on You. Mercy's door is open wide today. Jesus said, there is no way. Jesus said, there is no other way. You can come and live forever. Serve him while you may. So don't let the door of mercy close on you. Don't let the door of mercy close on you. Don't let the door of mercy close on you. Time is swiftly passing, life will soon be true. Don't let the door of mercy close on you. If you're walking daily by his side, and there are ages you may hide, oh, what an awful feeling to be standing there outside. Don't let the door of mercy close on you. Don't let the door of mercy close on you. Don't
Don't let the door of mercy close on you. Time is swiftly passing. Life will soon be through. Don't let the door of mercy close on you. When you face that judgment day, my friend, will you hear him see coming to end, or depart from him forever? You'll live your life in sin, and then let the door of mercy close on you. Don't let the door of mercy close on you. Don't let the door of mercy close on you. Time is swiftly passing. Life will soon be true. Don't let the door of mercy close on you. Don't let the door of mercy close on you.